You have arrived at the sensory garden. The rope guide ends here to allow access to the garden. You may follow the 30-inch high edge of this raised bed garden until the rope guide resumes. During the spring and summer and into the fall, this garden features a variety of native and cultivated plants chosen to provide food and shelter to butterflies, bees, birds, and other animals. The species of plants found within the garden bed will change from season to season and year to year. Based on our conservation initiatives, we invite you to touch and smell these plants. Take note of the textures of the leaves and the scents of the flowers. How do the textures and scents make you feel? A listing and map of seasonal plants can be found online at massautobahn.org/Allen's Pond. Many of these plant species can be purchased from local farm and garden centers for use in home gardens and landscaping. All of these plants aid in pollination, the process by which plants reproduce. Pollination occurs when pollen granules are transported from the male part of the plant, called the anther, to the female part of the plant, called a stigma. This reproductive process enables a plant to form the seeds that will germinate into the next generation. Plants have different strategies to facilitate pollination. Some will self-pollinate, others will use the wind, while still others rely on animals to carry the pollen for them. Throughout the world, a variety of different animals pollinate plants. Besides bees and butterflies, plants are pollinated by birds, bats, rodents, lizards, primates, and even cockroaches. Monarch butterflies are important pollinators here at Allen's Pond. They are aptly named for their large size and beautiful orange, black, and white coloration. Climate change and habitat loss are having an adverse impact on monarchs and other pollinators. Scientists and volunteers track monarch populations to determine the effects of climate change and other environmental factors. Our next interpretive stop is located 182 feet away. You will pass a brief break in the rope guide where it will be replaced by a bench. The rope guide resumes after this bench. Follow it until you reach the next spherical bead.